Okay, we're up to Simen Mem Dalet Halacha Tes. It can be found on page Reish Lamed Tes. Again, it can be found on page Reish Lamed Tes. Simen Mem Dalet Halacha Tes. Yes.
We talked about the wearing a hat on our adventure.
Yes.
What's the meaning of wearing a jacket? I mean, are you sure?
It says both. It says beged ho elyoin and a hat. Both things. The farish. It says the farish. You should wear both things. Beged Elyon. Beged Elyon is the jacket.
Maybe it's a shirt. I would have sworn you said almost positive you said a shirt.
No, I'm sorry. Beged Elyon, that's the Beged Tachton. The shirt is the lower garment.
No, Beged Tachton is an undershirt.
No, that's not what...
Does it drought?
Beged Elyon means jacket. Jacket, yeah. Now, this is what the Kesef says, and it's definitely, B'nai Torah definitely adhere to this, but there are many people that don't. And that's fine. If that's the custom, that's the custom. And especially in the culture, living in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hot. It's not always shaykh to put on a jacket, hand jacket.
You brought it back here. You should take the jackets off.
Okay, let's go. Before we wrap the halakha, before we think of this one, just reference one important thing that I forgot to tell you yesterday, and that is, when exactly do you wash mayim achronim? You are supposed to wash mayim achronim after you finish shir hamalos. This is a mistake many people make. They start washing mayim achronim before they say shir hamalos. After. Ad kedei kach, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you wash mayim achronim before you recite shir hamalos or al naros bavel, if you say aros del during the week, you have to wash again. After you finish your amalos, you have to wash again before you actually recite Birchas Hamazon. If you have the minhag to say a L'shem Yichud before you say Birchas Hamazon, that's part of benching that, or some people they say Psukim, especially among the Sfardim, they have a whole series of Psukim they recite before they actually begin Birchas Hamazon. Those things can be said and should be said after Mayim Achronim. But Shir Hamalos comes before Mayim Achronim, and again after you wash your Achronim, you're not allowed to be mafsik, not allowed to talk. Yeah.
So practically speaking, if you're the one leading the benching, you have a fairly large group that's there.
Yes.
You should before, and I know many times I've seen the person leading the benching goes right. So your mouth said, Rabbi Shimon Ben Benching.
It's not right. It's not right. You have to wait. You shouldn't even bring out the Mayim Achronim until you finish Shir Hamalos. First, you sing Shir Hamalos, you say Shir Hamalos, then you bring out the Mayim Achronim, everyone washes, you take away the Mayim Achronim, and then you begin, Rabbi Sain Levarech. That's the proper way to do it. Okay, so people... No, because they're in a rush. So some will tell you... Alright, so some will... They'll tell you that Bizman HaZeh Unan Nizar. They'll tell you that Bizman HaZeh, we don't even have to even do Mayim Achronim. So if we do it, the fact that we do it all together, we do it before Shir Hamalos, we do it in a rush, we don't do it right, it's good enough because it's just a token fulfillment of the halacha. Okay, that's valid. Noshim, women and children, b'chlal, are not nizer at all in Mayim Achronim, ruba de ruba. And even the men that are nizer, that do Mayim Achronim properly, they don't really do it, they don't use enough water. They especially sit by the table and they're using one of the more elaborate types of things that are passed around. There's not enough water to properly wash all the way until your knuckles or even until your first joint. It's not done in the proper way. So it's a token fulfillment. So once it's a token fulfillment, so if you do it during the wrong time, so at least I did. It's better than doing nothing. That is the attitude. But if a person really wants to do it the right way, then it should be done with a significant amount of water. It should be done after Shir Hamalos and you have to pour the water, and after you wash your machronim, and it's categorically forbidden to talk. No speaking whatsoever. I remember in the Yom Yisrael Avenue J, my father, we had Shalosh Shulis all the years. My father, he trained them. They always did it right. It was always done the Mayim Achronim was always done in a very dignified way. It was a small crowd. Sometimes it was a larger crowd, but usually it was a small crowd, 15, 20 people, and sang Shir Hamalos. And after Shir Hamalos was sung, they first brought out the Mayim Achronim, and there were two big cups of Mayim Achronim, big, and everyone did Mayim Achronim. They took it away, and no one spoke, and then they said, Rabbi Sain Nivarech. So it's just a matter of getting used to. It's a matter of proper chinuch, proper training. It can be done if you want to do it the right way. Ein dover oimei b'fnei harotzei. Let's go to halacha tests. Avar v'yotza mimakom akodem sheberech b'chas hamasna. The person leaves. This unfortunately happens every so often. You are in the middle of eating a meal, and you get a phone call. Come over right away. Emergency. Not emergency. Come over to my house, and you don't bench. And you change locations. You arrive at the new destination, and you remember you did not bench. What do? So it's very simple. Go back. Let's say you can't go back. So the next best thing is to eat. You should eat, do everything you possibly can to eat in this new location, the kezayis of Mosin. You do not need to make a new bracha, because the bracha ha-motzi lechem eretz that you made in the previous home continues on, and eat bread in the new location, just a small amount of bread, kezayis, which is 1 ounce of bread, and then you can recite brachas ha-motzi in your new location. Bidi-eved. I don't think so. Cake is not good. Cake is not. You have to eat the bread. You have to actually eat bread. Bidi-eved. We're going to see in a few moments. If there is no food available in the new location, let's say you're in a place where they don't let food in. You're in a clean environment, or you're in some type of a hospital or office, and they do not allow you to bring food, and you find yourself in a new location, and you remember you did not bench, and you have no way of getting new food here, then you bidi-eved, you can bench where you are in the new location. Don't make a mistake and think, since I'm in a new location, I don't bench, I'm putter. No, you can still bench here as well. Let's see that. Avar v'yatza mimukai
mai. Now, inshallah, she doesn't come to shul.
Oh, that's a very interesting idea. Now, by the way, that is one of the points before we read inside. Lechatchila, a person shouldn't do this, of course. That if you're planning to go, you shouldn't lechatchila plan to go in a new location. But if you are, I don't know if you, I take that back. It could be the lechatchila you are allowed to do. What I mean to say is that if you, when you started to eat, your original plan was to stay put, not to change locations, you should not, lechatchila, finish your meal in a new location. However, if at the very beginning of the meal you plan originally, when you recite the Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, it's your original plan to conclude the meal in a new location, then you can, lechatchila, go to a new location. So a person has to decide when he begins his meal where he's going to conclude his meal. If he originally planned to stay put, it's not proper to go to a new location and eat a kezayis bread there and bench there. Bidi-eved, if you have no choice, this was not my original plan, but you find yourself in a new location and you eat bread, you can bench there. It should not be done lechatchila, but after the fact it can be done.
Can you
but,
hedge your bets?
What?
Can you hedge your bets? In other words, let me give you an example. You think a rabbi is going to speak in a shul.
I guess so. Sure. Why should that be different?
And somebody says, oh, the rabbi is speaking.
I guess you so. Why not? If you are... So let's see what it says. Let's see what it says inside. Avar v'yatz, a person was avar. Avar here means this was not the original plan. This was a change of plan. If in the new location there is kitsos, pas, a small amount of bread, a kezayis, yoichal sham, that would be a solution. Eat a kezayis, pas, the new location. The einoy tzorich levorich olav birchas hamotzi, and you don't need to make a new birchas hamotzi when you arrive in the new location, because you continue from the first birchas hamotzi in the original location. Vivarich. And then you can recite Birchas Hamazon in the new location. Period. Let's say in the new location there is no bread whatsoever. Then you have no choice. You must return back to your original location to bench. Let's say you're at such a great distance. The time you get back home is going to be more than 72 minutes, or let's say it's just impossible. There's no way in the world you're going to be able to get get back home, then b'di'eved, the halacha is yivarech, you are allowed to recite birchas hamazon in the new location, b'makom shusham, in the new location. Now, by the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday. We learned what is the she'ikol. The she'ikol is 72 minutes. However, b'di'eved, the Mishnah Berurah says you can even bench up to 6 hours. I never knew this. I found this in 6 hours. As long as you can say that you're still partially satisfied from the previous meal. So if you have a big meal, or not even a big meal, you have something to eat for lunch or for dinner, whatever it is, and you wash breakfast, and now it's 3 hours later, and you remember, you know what? I didn't bench. I just forgot to bench. And it's more than 72 minutes. So if you can say to yourself, honestly, that, you know, I'm not really hungry. Lunch is in another 2-3 hours. My next meal, I was planning on eating lunch or dinner in whatever 2-3 hours. I feel fine, like a regular day. I'm still satisfied. Mishnah Berurah says you should bench up until 6 hours. This halacha that after 72 minutes you no longer bench is only if you're hungry. If you're not, if you're actually hungry, then you cannot bench after 72 minutes. Now, there's another exception. If a person eats a teeny amount, just a beer, a small, just a kazayin, a small amount, 1 ounce of bread, and now it's already, let's say, a half an hour, or maybe even more, maybe after, and you're starving, literally, you're really, really hungry for food, then even though it's less than 72 minutes, you can no longer bench. You have to at least still... This rule of 72 minutes is an average. It's if you eat something, you have a small amount of food, and you're satisfied. It could be you're hungry and want to eat more. But even though you want to eat more, it does not take away from the fact that you are less hungry because a couple of minutes ago, half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago, 60 minutes ago, I ate something. I ate a small amount of food, and I'm satisfied to some degree. Then the rule is you can still bench up until 72 minutes because you are still deriving benefit from the food that you ate up until 72 minutes. Unless you ate a teeny amount of food, then already you can't bench even less than 72 minutes. But after 72 minutes, if you can still say, you can testify, you can still believe that you are still satisfied from what you've eaten, you have really until 6 hours when you can recite Birchas Hamazon. Okay, let's go further. Now we come to the next halacha. B'Shabbos Shechol Boi Rosh Chodesh O Yom Tov O Cholamoid Oimrim Techila Ritzei V'Acha Kach Yalav Yavo B'Bnei Shehashabbos Todir U'Mekudesh Yoyser Mehem. Shabbos you say Ritzei, Rosh Chodesh you recite Yalav Yavo. We'll see soon in a few moments what happens if you forget to say Ritzei Yalav Yavo. But you say, let's say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you say both. Which one do you say first? Tadir, v'she'ena tadir, tadir kaidim, you first say ritzei, then you say yalav yavo. What happens if you make a mistake? And this happens, you say the wrong order. It is yomtif, and you've been saying yalav yavo for the last couple of days, right? So let's say, and then all of a sudden becomes Shabbos chol moed, and you're a little bit out of touch with the calendar, and then all you say yalav yavo, and then you realize, I forgot to say ritzei, and you did not yet say v'nei Yerushalayim. Are you allowed to say ritzei after you've said yalav yavo? Absolutely yes. There's no harm in doing it out of order. You should say ritzei first, but if by mistake you said yalav yavo first, that is perfectly fine. And not only that, even if you begin yalav yavo, I feel this rak elokeinu yalav yavo. Even just once you say the first word elokeinu velokeavo seinu yalav yavo, just elokeinu. That's it. Continue say yalav yavo, and then go back and say ritzei. Now there is one exception. Now, this is a very interesting, a very rare case, very unique halacha. What happens if it's Shabbos shal shulis going into Rosh Chodesh? It's a very complicated halacha. Very, very, very. You can make a whole sefer from all the various complications. Normally, if a regular shalosh shuras, you have a very long shalosh shuras. You start before Shkia, and there are a lot of shevra, a lot of speeches, and now before you turn around, it's already 10 o'clock at night. So for most of the world, it's already Mitzvah Shabbos. Everyone already went to the movies and came back. and they're ready now online. They're ready, way ahead of you. But you're sitting by a Hasidus Atish, and you're still sitting by a Shalashus. But already Shabbos is over. Do you say Ritzeh? Absolutely. The rules are the meal, the Birchas Hamazon is determined by the time when you start the meal. If when you start the meal it's Shabbos, you say Ritzeh. If when you start the meal it's Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavav. That's the general rule. Complications arise when the next day, Mitzvah Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh, or even if it's Yom Tov. So what do you do then? So the halacha then is, you do both. It's a very unique halacha. If Shabbos is regular Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and your Sholosh Su'udos extend into Mitzvah Shabbos, so you say both. You say, Yaleh, especially if you've eaten, you have to, that also, that's a condition. The condition also has to be where you ate after Shkia, after it got dark.
Well, that's why you add a
Kazayas. You
eat another Kazayas.
You know the Kazayas, a challah before you bench. Before you bench. So that's the ideal thing to do. So let's say it's you start before Shkia, and it's now after Tzeis HaKochavim, and you've eaten a Kazayas of Lechem after it says Hakoy Chavim, and now it's time to bench. So what are you going to do? It's a very strange halacha. You recite both Ritzeh and Yalav Yavav. You recite Ritzeh because the meal started when it was Shabbos, and you also recite Yalav Yavav because you ate a Kazayis Lechem after it says Hakoy Chavim when it is Rosh Chodesh. But here is a very interesting halacha. What happens if you now make a mistake and you say first Yalav Yavav? And you forgot to say Ritzeh. So in this instance, you don't say Ritzeh. For two reasons. First of all,
you declared
it. Exactly. And secondly, you don't really need to say Ritzeh b'di'eved for Shalosh Su'udos. You only have to say Ritzeh, Yalav Yavav, at a meal that you mechuyev to eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We're going to see soon if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavav by Shalosh Su'udos, you don't repeat Birchas Hamazon. You only repeat Birchas Hamazon the Friday night meal and Shabbos day meal. But you don't repeat Birchas Hamazon if you forget to say Ritzeh by Shalosh Su'udos. Now here you're supposed to say Ritzeh l'chatchila, but your meal extended into the evening, and now it's Mitzvah Shabbos, you get a Kazayis, and now you made a mistake and you said Yalav Yavav first, and now you did not, and it's before saying Uvenei Yerushalayim, so you still have an opportunity to insert Ritzeh. No, since you changed the order, and saying Ritzeh is not really Ma'akev, and you've declared it to be Rosh Chodesh, that's it. Once it's Rosh Chodesh, it's already Mitzvah Shabbos. Already, you should completely leave out Ritzeh and forget about it. Yeah.
I have an interesting shayla. You know, there was a ice storm in Ramesh about 2 years ago, I think in October, and Shabbos afternoon, and all the lights went out. So people reading Shal Shudas, when the storm and the lights went out, couldn't see at all.
Okay.
People could not. Most of the people there were not, in their memories, they remembered the check. They didn't have the,
okay.
You know, the rest of the benching people by heart said it there. So they didn't say would say by benching because nobody knew it.
Okay.
Lights come on, and now it's Motzei Shabbos. So the Shiloh, and I mean, we know the Rav there gave the answer, but do they have to go back to bench?
Of course not.
Was,
what did the Rav say?
You don't.
You don't have to say Ritzeh by Shalashus. If you don't say Ritzeh by Shalashus, it's a good benching. It's
well,
not a requirement.
Mishnah Berurah gives a different reason, because it's already Motzei Shabbos.
It's already Mitzvah Shabbos. Oh, well, that is when
the lights came back on, and then should they go
if
back?
If the meal extends into Mitzvah Shabbos.
No, it didn't extend into Motzei Shabbos. They ended the meal regular. Yeah. And then the lights came back on. But when they bench, they...
If you would be mechuyev to bench, you would be, since the meal began... I hear what you're saying. Okay, I'm getting confused. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's leave it with that for the moment. Maybe we'll come clear as we go through more halachas. Okay, let's go now to the halacha Yud Aleph. Mi sheshachach v'nistapik lo im berach birchas hamazon eloi. A person does not remember if he recited birchas hamazon. Lo im hu soveya. If a person is satisfied, you're no longer hungry, then the requirement to bench is min hatorah. Sofik deraisa l'chumra tsarich l'varich pam shenis. V'chein im nirdam, a person falls asleep in the middle of Birchas Hamazon. Hear this? and you don't remember which part did you fall asleep. Did I fall asleep in the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha? What should you do? V'cheinim nirdam v'sheinim b'em sabich samozim g'sheikitz eini yedei lehichon pasak tzorich lachzor l'roish b'rcha samozim. The isha, what about a woman who does not touch the b'rcha samozim? Shenistapka in b'rcha ilo eina tzricha l'varich pam sheinis. Why not? Because b'rcha samozim is compared to a bris milah. It's a Gemara. It's compared to Bris Mila, and since Noshim are not chayiv in Bris Mila, Noshim are not chayiv min haTorah in Birchas Hamazon. Al Brischa, it's what we say in Birchas Hamazon. It's Hukash Hadadi, the Droshes and Masechta Brachos. They're compared to Bris Mila. Therefore, they're not chayiv in Bris Mila. They're not chayiv min haTorah in Birchas Hamazon. They're only chayiv in Birchas Hamazon mid the Rabbanon. Therefore, it's they have not sure if they said Birchas Hamazon or not. It's a Sofik Brachos Lukula. They don't recite again Birchas Hamazon. But a man, if he's Saveya, if he only had a small amount, he worked or spent the whole day, he's very hungry, he didn't eat a whole a very long time, and he just takes a little teeny te'ima, he takes a little piece of challah, and then he does something, and he doesn't remember if he benched, he's not satisfied, it's also only with the Rabbanon, it's not called the Savata, also he does not say Birchas Hamazon the second time. Now, let's go to the next Yud Beis. Ta, let's say, one other quick thing over here. He says, interesting thing. What about the fourth bracha? Let's talk about a person, the man. A man eats a full meal, he's satisfied. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon, how many brachas are there? Four. The first three are derais, and the fourth bracha is only midrabanan. So isn't it very logical to suggest that the fourth bracha you shouldn't repeat? Since the fourth bracha is midrabbana and it's not min haTorah, sofik brachas l'kula, sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. So when it comes to the first three brachas, which are d'oraisa, you have no choice, you have to repeat with sofik. But the fourth bracha, which is only midrabbana l'chumra, you would suggest, you would say, you don't have to repeat. Because only midrabbana. It's not halacha. Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make a difference. Even though the fourth bracha is only midrabanan, it's toffel to the first three brachas. Once already you have to repeat the first three brachas to chumra, you have to repeat the fourth bracha. However, this only a psak for the Ashkenazim. The Svardim, the real Svardim, it is their custom that they don't repeat the fourth bracha. Okay, so here you have a difference, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, if they have a Sfardim, if they bench, they'll only recite the first three, not the fourth bracha. Now, the next interesting shaila, let's say a person is absolutely certain he said the first three brachas. And then, he fell asleep in the fourth bracha. So he's not sure if he said the fourth bracha, or maybe he fell, but if the first three, his children say, they testify, we're watching you, you said the first three brachas. The fourth bracha, already you were not holding with us. You were dozing off. Everyone agrees that you don't repeat the fourth bracha misafik, because the fourth bracha is only with the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is lekula. Okay, next. Now we come to an isha. I told you that Noshim are potter. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, not everyone is so happy with this. I told that women are potter. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman has a suffix if she recited Birchas Hamazon, does not repeat it again because women are not chayiv min haTorah Birchas Hamazon because it's hukash to bris milah. Not everyone agrees that that is the correct halacha. There are many Rishonim that disagree. Women are chayiv. It's not a mitzvah. It's not zman grama. And just because it's hukash for bris, it doesn't mean it's a halachic hekish. It just means that it's significant. But Birchas Hamazon is a requirement in its own right, and women are chayiv. So they are in a very difficult situation. A woman that has a savik, if she recited Birchas Hamazon after she's satisfied, even though she could rely upon the kitzur Shulchan Aruch and not recite Birchas Hamazon, there are many places that disagree with the kitzur and hold the mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon again. So what are they to do? Tough question. The only solution is they should eat more food. They should eat more. They should wash again. Titul yodecha, they should wash again because since they have a suffix, they were mesiach das, that's for sure. The fact is, since they're already in a situation, if they're not certain if they ate, So certainly they're at a point where they were mesiach das from the previous, the original hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
There's no suffix. She's 100% sure that she did wash.
That's already canceled. Since now she's sitting here an hour later or a period of time later, and she's already at the point where she's for sure, she's certainly finished eating the original meal. And the only question is, did she bench, did she not bench? If she's holding in such a situation, she's certainly far away from the original washing and the original hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That has been cancelled. It's no longer connected to her current status, her current situation. So she's allowed to wash again, recite the tilas yadayim, make a new birchas hamotzi, eat more food, and then bench. And that benching will cover the suffix if she benched before. That would be an ideal situation. Or another situation would be if there is someone there at the table who has not yet benched, the person that is going to bench should be moitzi her. She should just listen to someone else recite the Birchas HaMazon and answer Amen with the covenant of a filler obligation. Okay, so it's a complicated halacha. This issue becomes complicated, it becomes the halacha lemaisa. The women, I remember all the details, the women say the hirni muchunu mezumen. So, most of us don't say Hinni Muchun Mizum. The only time I used to say it in shul is it was very nice. They would sing it during Mayim Achronim. See, you're not allowed to, we mentioned before that when you're after Mayim Achronim, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So what do? You go to a shul. They used to do this, go to Shal Shas, my father, in Young Israel. They would go, after they finish the sing Shir HaMalos, they bring out the Mayim Achronim, and after Mayim Achronim is brought out, you're not allowed to talk after you wash Mayim Achronim. So let's say you have 20 people. It takes time to pass the cups. So what do you do? What do you do during that, those 2 minutes? Everyone is Yoshev Batel. So it's a little bit awkward. So they used to sing Hinini Muchon Umizum. There's a little melody. Hinini. There's a melody. That's the Lekayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel Birchas HaMazon. Women cannot say that. Women cannot say that Hinni Muchon Mezumen, because that Hinni Muchon Mezumen says that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And for them, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Let me get a sitter. Read you the exact words. How do I know this story? Because my sister told me that he used to sing in Yeshiva Ketana. This goes back before you were born. They used to sing Yeshiva Ketana in Beis Yaakov. They used to sing. You go at lunchtime. All the boys and girls and each and there they sing Birchas HaMazon. You're taught to sing before you begin Birchas HaMazon. They would sing Hilni Muchonu Mezumen. So one day there was a big announcement that they're no longer going to sing Hilni Muchonu Mezumen because girls can't say the Nusach. Can you imagine what they would say about this today? On the blogs. Can you imagine what would happen on the blogs? Women's rights? The world would turn over.
Not,
it wasn't the singing. We can't say it. Because it's not true.
They can hum it.
No, they can't. Say the Birchas HaMazon. Hinnini Muchon Mezumon. Lekayim Mitzvahs Asei. Shall Birchas HaMazon. Shenema v'yachalto v'svodav v'rachta v'shemo k'chalav v'svodav v'asher no salach. For women, it's not true. It's not a mitzvah
say. You just gave us a Rishonim that say it is.
What?
You just listed Rishonim that say it is.
Oh, so that, okay, the Kitzur says not.
I like that Rishonim.
You go both ways. It goes both ways. You have to take into consideration both opinions. So for women, it's not true. It's not correct. It's not a mitzvah saseh shel Birchas HaMazon. They have no mitzvah deraisa because Birchas HaMazon is compared to Bris Milah, and Bris Milah, they're certainly exempt, so they're exempt from Birchas HaMazon, according to one opinion. That's why if they have a suffix, if they recite Birchas HaMazon, they don't repeat it. Over here, he brings down in the Piskei Shulis that be very careful with this halacha. It's a very dangerous halacha because there are many Rishonim that disagree with this psak. They hold that the Noshim archive, and therefore they should try to find a solution to such a problem, either by eating again, eating more food, and you don't have to worry about making the Netilas Yadayim and washing and making hamotzi. You can certainly do that because you were mafsik from the original Netila and your hamotzi, or have someone be mafsik. And in the most desperate situation, he says something very bizarre. He says they should scan it with their eyes, be maharer, don't say the bracha. You ever hear Pesach Halacha? I never hear Pesach Halacha. That instead of actually saying the words, some people do this every day, davening.
But what's wrong with doing that every day?
I don't know. Just
don't
scan.
You, yeah, Shema, don't you think you have to stay out?
What?
L'chair, there's nothing wrong with
standing here. Hear her ba'alma. You could be yoytzei l'yaved with hear her ba'alma. It's a tremendous... Yes. We're not samech on such a... he says, the Piskei Tshuva, you should know, is known to say, have very extreme halachas. There's a lot of... It's a very popular sefer. There have been a lot of... writers. Okay, now let's come to where you forget. Pasuk... What?
What?
15-minute psuki de zimra.
But you don't hear anything.
Every yeshiva is like that. You start with Baruch Sha'amar. Every yeshiva, Chaim Blin, you start with Baruch Sha'amar and you end with Yishtabach. It's a long, takes 15 minutes. Most shuls only have 7-minute psuki de zimra. It's double the time. Yud Beis, Ta b'shambis l'yama ritzei b'yamta v'loma yalav yavo im nizkar kodim sheizkar es Hashem in abrocha shel baruch hatu Hashem bonei baruch mav yishlaim oimer sham ritzei. If you remember before you say baruch hatu Hashem, before you conclude, then you should say there o yalo viavo. The achachuvene avol imloy niskar al yachash hiskres hashem. Then mitsayim es habracha bonei v'rachma v'yushalayim amen. And then you recite an additional bracha. And before we get into the additional bracha, let me just tell you an incredible, very interesting halacha. Let's say you go through the entire brachas hamazon and you forget to say ritzei. What's the halacha? So everyone knows the halacha, you have to repeat. You have to repeat Birchas Hamazon. When? Shabbos. Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day. Why? Because Shabbos, you're mechuyev to eat a meal. Being that you're mechuyev to eat a meal, it's a requirement to mention Shabbos. It's part of Shabbos. Your achila is part of Shabbos, and you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. But Shalosh Shuris, you're not chiyuv, there's no chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. It's a beautiful thing. It's the right thing to do, but there's no obligation to eat the third meal, the Suda Shlishis, and therefore you do not have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon if you forget to say Ritzei. What about Yom Tov? So here is a very interesting nafmina between Ashkenazim and Svardim. Ashkenazim,
On
Yom Tov, the minig Ashkenazim is there is a chiyuv to eat a meal at night and a chiyuv to eat a meal by day. Therefore, if you forget to eat, to say Yalav Yavo, you must repeat the Birchas Hamazon.
What if you forget Rosh Chodesh Shabbos? Because I heard the rabbi talked about it to say
Rosh Chodesh Shabbos.
Forgot Yalav Yavo.
So you don't have to repeat the. You don't have to repeat. Well, what did you forget? Which meal?
Yalav Yavo, Monday, Friday night.
Generally, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you do not repeat Birchas Hamazon. You're not mechuyev to eat.
But Shabbos, you mechuyev to eat.
You're mechuyev to eat because of Shabbos, not because of Rosh Chodesh.
Yalav Yavo, that's the difference. It's Rabbi, one of the things that was said.
Yeah, which
I think that there's a clarity to say that you should say.
You should what? You should repeat the Birchas Hamazon if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh?
On Shabbos,
if you forget to say Yalav Yavo because you're mechuyev, since you're mechuyev already to eat for Shabbos, so the chiyuv of Rosh Chodesh is triggered. I remember hearing such a thing, but I don't believe that's a majority opinion. I vaguely remember hearing such a chiddush, but al pi halacha we don't pass it like that. Al pi halacha, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Shabbos, you do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon because on Rosh Chodesh itself does not require you to eat a meal, even though it's Shabbos. But the reason why I'm eating the meal is not because of Rosh Chodesh. The reason why I'm eating the meal is because of Shabbos. So I have no obligation to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. What about on Yom Tov? There are different opinions about are you really mechuyev to eat a meal on Yom Tov. So generally we hold you are, and you must repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Where it's a real big shaila is on Rosh Hashanah. This I believe is nafka mina between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. On Rosh Hashanah by day, there are opinions that hold that if you forget to say Yalav Yavo Rosh Hashanah by day, you don't have to repeat Birchas Hamazon because it's a Yom Hadin, and in a Yom Hadin, Mi'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to fast. You are allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah if you really want. And eating a suda is not a chayv, it's not an obligation, it's not called a yomtiv. The shalosh regalim are called yomim tovim, holidays. But Rosh Hashanah is not on that league. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, if you get to say Ya'alav Yavo, you do not have to repeat the Birchas Hamas. It's a very important halacha. However, Rosh Hashanah at night, then you're mechuyif to have a suda.
What if you have Rosh Hashanah Shabbos?
Then Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, you're mechuyif to eat. Then you don't, because...
And you forgot to say Ya'alav
Yavo. So you're saying that Rosh Hashanah should override Shabbos? I don't believe so. The Shabbos becomes the Yikon, you're mechuyif to repeat. You have to say, you're not allowed to fast then. If you forgot Ya'alav Yavo? If you forgot, I don't think so. It's totally only, you know, just like Rosh Chodesh, just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if you forget to say Ya'alav Yavo on Shabbos, you do not repeat Birchas Hamazon. If you forget to say Ya'alav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, you do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Because you're not mechuyif to have a suda on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom HaDin. You're allowed to fast by day, but at night you're not allowed to fast. And now we apply that it's a Suda, that it's a Yom Tov, because it's a Yom Tov. It is also a Yom Tov. So there's a difference between night and day when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah?
Is degraded to a mitzvah, but it says
three times Ayom. And those are midrashim. Those are remozim asmachta, but it's not a requirement. It's not an ikar hadin. There are different madrigals. There are many remozim teach shalashuras, but it's not a requirement to the degree where you're required to have a meal. And therefore, if you forget to say Ya'alav Yavo, you do not need to eat. Now, here's a very interesting shaila.
Listen
to
Shabbos was called
it. Yeah.
He said Ya'alav Yavo. But you didn't say Ritzeh. So you have to bench
again. Yes, you do.
Do you say...
Absolutely, Ya'alav Yavo again, absolutely. You say again because that is the nusach of the Birchas Hamazon. You have to say both together. The question that you're asking borders on what I'm about to tell you. Very interesting question. What happens if it's Shabbos and it's Yom Tov? So Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to say Ritzeh, you have to say Ya'alav Yavo. If you forget either one, you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. There's no excuse. The only time you can be mekel, according to some opinions, is Rosh Hashanah. But on the Shalosh Regalim, you must recite Ya'alav Yavo. If you forget, you must repeat the Birchas Hamazon. It's Shabbos Yom Tov. Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And you forgot to say Ya'alav Yavo. But I said Ritzeh. Okay, so what do you do? What's the halacha? Got no choice. Got to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. So I repeat the Birchas Hamazon with Ya'alav Yavo. But when I repeat the Birchas Hamazon with Ya'alav Yavo, now I forget Ritzeh. So it turns out that I've said the Birchas Hamazon twice. The first time. This is typically what I would do. I would do this in a heartbeat. That's just how I am. So the first time you said Ritzeh, and the second time you said Ya'alav Yavo. So sach hakol, you said Birchas Hamazon with both. Do I have to repeat Birchas Hamazon? The answer is no, you don't. You're done. You can take a nap. You can now go take a nap. You're finished. Isn't that an amazing halacha? Because, okay, of course you'll find machmirim, because since at least everything is said and done, you said Birchas Hamazon twice, and each time you mention what needs to mention, you are Yotze.
What happens if I say it? You forgot one of them.
Yes.
You have to drink another cup?
No, that's brought down. That's brought down. That's what you don't really know the kais. That halacha is brought down. It's not so uncommon. The Haggadah, I believe you don't really drink another kais. If you forget, if you go to the entire Birchas Hamazon and then you drink the third kais, now you realize you made a mistake. No, so you already drunk the third kais. L'shem Birchas Hamazon, it's already your yaitza the third kais. Mikra then you can drink even four, one after another, so you don't have to.
That's easier to fall asleep by the fourth one.
Okay, so now we come to the special brachas. Now, all of these brachas are printed in the Sidurim.
Yeah.
And today, used to be years ago.
You never saw.
These brachas. And if you want, and someone forgot, you have to take out a Mishnah Berurah. You have to take out a Shulchan Aruch to find the nusach of the bracha. But today, in almost all of the Sidurim, they're printed. And in many benchers, In fact, probably most benchers, if you forget to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, and you did not yet begin the fourth bracha, you can find this additional bracha that you would say at this point, which would prevent you from, save you from repeating the entire Birchas Hamazon. So what is the bracha? So here we tell the bracha. Every Yom Tov is different. Yes, you have to memorize the bracha. You have to really know the bracha from the Siddur. What's the bracha? The Omer Shalom B'Shabbos. If you already conclude in the middle of Halacha Yubeis, you already finished saying Bonei V'Rachmav Yushlaim Amen. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha Li'amo Yisrael Be'Ahava La'os V'Livris Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. Notice what's unique about this bracha is that it begins and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. You're mentioning Hashem's name twice. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, that's the beginning, and the end is Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. Uviyoyim Tov, let's say on Yom Tov you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo, and you will conclude Uvenei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh B'mehev Yomein Baruch Atah Hashem B'nei V'Rachmav Yerushalayim Amen. And now you realize I made a mistake, I did not say Yalla V'Yavo. Don't panic. Open up the Siddur. After Birchas Hamazon, you'll find the brachos to Yom Tov. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim Li'amo Yisrael L'Sason U'L'Simcha Etziom Chag Hamatzos Hazeh Yom Chag Hashavuos Hazeh Yom Chag Hasukos Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So notice again, it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and it concludes Baruch Atah Hashem. V'im Chol Yom Tov B'Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. So now you have a double header. Shabbos Yom Tov, v'shochach ritzei v'gam yalav yavo. So there's another bracha. Some still have a whole page. So a whole page of all the possible brachas, all the possible combinations. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha L'Yamo Yisrael B'Yavo L'Os V'Livris, and the bracha goes on. V'Yomim Tovim L'Sos L'Simcha Yom Chag Ploini Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. V'im Omar Ritzei. Let's say it's Shabbos Yom Tov, and you did say Ritzei for the Omer Yalav Yavo Omer Kmo B'Yom Tov Bilvot. So just say the part that you forgot. This is very tricky. Not everyone knows this. This is a little tricky. It's Shabbos Yom Tov, and you forgot only one of the two. You forgot Ritzei, or you forgot Yalav Yavo, and now you're coming to add in that insert before you come to the fourth bracha. So people get confused. So what should I do? Should I say the whole thing, the double, or should I just say the part that I left out? Just insert a bracha for the part that you left out. V'im omar yalav yav v'loy omar itzei oimer k'mo b'shabbos l'vad, just the part that you left out. Okay, let's just conclude with one last point. What happens if you begin, this is the important machloikis between the Mishneh Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A lot of these svarim, they're chalashing to find machloikis. So here's a good example of where they succeeded and found the difference of opinion between the two. The Kitzur, if you look back at his words, go back to the beginning of Yud Beis, Toha B'Shabbos, V'li Omar Ritzeu B'Yamdu, V'li Omar Yalav Yavo, Im Koidem Shehizkir, in this gar koydim shehizkir es Hashem in habrocha shel baruch ato Hashem bonei v'rachmav Yerushalayim. If you remember before you say Hashem baruch ato, oh, I only said baruch ato, I did not yet say yudke vavke, I'm safe. I go back and I say ritzei u'yalav yavo. But the kitzur is very clear. Once you say baruch ato Hashem, you already said yudke vavke. It's too late. Finish Bonei V'Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen. Open up the Siddur. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha L'Yamo Yisrael B'Yava L'Ois L'Bris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because you've already gone past the red line. The red line, according to the Kitzur, is the Shem Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, that's it, you got to finish. Bonei V'Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen into the Bracha. Next bracha, the special bracha. The Mishneh Berurah disagrees. The Mishneh Berurah says if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, what you do is you say, you don't say, you say Uvenei, you're part of Uvenei. Uvenei Yerushalayim HaKadosh B'mehev Yomeinu. Baruch Atah Hashem. What did I do? I forgot to say it. Say Yalav Yavo. you should conclude Lamdeni Chukecha. He didn't say Bunei V'Rachamav Lamdeni Chukecha. Now go back and say Ritzei, go back and say Yalav Yavo, and then repeat Uvinei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh B'mher V'Yameinu. So this is a very important disagreement in all of those. Go to the Sarm store. Kitzer Shulchan Aruch in Piskei Mishnah Berurah, in Divrei Mishnah Berurah, all the various forms. This is what they're chalishing for, to find such a machlekes as we see over here. This is gold, a golden nugget which legitimized the publishing of a new edition of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch.
Basically, in their Kitzer Shulchan Aruch will quote the Mishnah.
Yes, they did that. Arthur went step
in a more refined way.
Article quotes all the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, and they also there were their Maila. Or their clay is they have all the Piskei of Moshe Feinstein.
Okay.
They bring down. So, that's a another edition. Call each other.
You have his number. You have the same song.
All right. So let me just read you the words over here. What it says. Kain kasu habim min apiskim amnam the Mishnah Berurah kasav she'im hisker Hashem yisayim lamdeni chukecha v'yoymar ritzei yala v'yavo. That's a very interesting difference between the two. Okay, now one other point he mentions here is, let's say you don't remember the bracha. Some people, they don't remember the special bracha, and you don't have a good bench. You only have the old fashioned benches which did not print these brachas. And you don't have a sitter, a good article sitter, which will have all the brachas. Today it's a different world. All of the benchers and all of the siddurim have the brachas, and the other. So you should know the siman and shulchan aruch. But let's say you don't have nothing available. So he writes here, the im amasher nosan shabbos yom tovim baruch atah Hashem yimakatzer, and you try to recall from memory, and you recite a shortened version. You don't say laos ulibris baruch atah Hashem. Asher nosan shabosos lemenucha or yom tov baruch atah Hashem mekadesh hashabbos mekadesh shav yazmanim yotzei dechavosa b'diavad. Even if you leave out a couple of words, it's okay, as long as you make a bracha in honor of Shabbos. We have a beautiful nusach. Asher nosan shabosos lemenucha la'amo yisrael be'ahavo la'osu lebris baruch atah Hashem mekadesh hashabbos b'diavad. Just the beginning and the end is sufficient. All right, so that's pretty much the basic halachas. Okay, we'll pick this up in Yirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll take a little break, and we'll do a little Inyan Tzila for a few minutes. I don't have much today to finish off.